Bros, we are out of bounds from the 19th.
Oh.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
March 18th?
March 18th. I think this is our sixth episode.
Is it six?
I think it's six.
I don't know. It's a lot. It's too many.
No, I know we got some numbers building here a little bit, Jeff. You just told me something. I was shocked.
Got some
views. I've been shocked three times now that actually surprised me, and I don't get surprised very often because I'm an old crabby fuck. But
you are a crabby fuck.
Yeah.
Was it shocked or was it you've been shocker?
Well, my wife actually listened to a little bit of it. She was like, "Holy shit, that you guys are pretty fucking good."
Yeah.
I was like, "Wait a minute."
You know what's funny?
I was shocked because she's not gonna lie. She wouldn't sugarcoat it. She'd be like, "Quit wasting your fucking time." And that's one of the reasons why I love
it. My old lady was like, "I didn't think you were being serious."
I was like, "Yeah, that's the way it works."
Yep. So we got some viewership. We got some people listening. Obviously, that's just us. Keep listening to the same episode.
Well, I guess we listen to it 999 times.
I ain't got time for that.
We could just play it on repeat, I guess. No, I don't think it would count the same.
It definitely would be as cool as talk about, Old lady told me we were good, and then I seen my stepson. He listens to it. He liked it, which is
it's pretty cool.
Because he's pretty cool. He's got a great sense.
Well, that and he, got to support his stepdad.
He's got to support stepdad.
That's kind of like if you get older and he needs to help you get into a nursing home, he's going to do that.
He will. He ain't that kind of guy, man. The kind of relationship we got, man, he probably wouldn't mind if I just crashed on his couch until I checked out.
Until I checked out. I'm going to be right here. Dinner's on the table, but I'll go ahead and set my tray up.
Yeah. A decent weekend, man. Are you doing anything fun or crazy this weekend, man?
Not fun or crazy. What about you? Did you do anything?
Well, I did the same thing that I was. Spend time with the grandkids.
Yeah.
Try to do that, man. I had grandparents that took me to a lot of places, a lot of cool places, and I want to take them to them same kind of places when they get a little older and talk.
Yeah,
I got two of them, man, and their nickname is Little Buddy. He's the older one, and then Little Man, who's the younger one.
Yeah,
the reason that is Little Buddy's been, we've been in his life since he was born. Same with Little Man, but you see kids growing up different. And Little Buddy was, he's got to be right there with you. Little Man can kind of take care of himself.
He can do his own thing.
He does his own thing.
He can do his own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he ain't talking or whatever, but they're cool, man. We always hit up Frisch's when we pick them up, dude. And it's normally at like noon.
I was going to say, is that a Frisch's breakfast kind of thing?
It is.
And if you're not familiar with Frisch's, that's a Midwest kind of thing?
Yes. They have what's called a breakfast bar, right?
Yeah.
If you go there about noon, and we do it all the time because we're...
Because you don't like waking up before 10.
Well, they close it at 1, so you walk in and they're like...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Close the breakfast bar at 1?
1.
Wow.
I mean, that's...
That's how long it's been since I've been to Frisch's breakfast bar.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea they closed at 1 p.m.
1 p.m., yeah. So you go in there at the right time and you got two kids. They're like, don't worry about them kids. And, they eat for free.
That's right. You go after the breakfast rush.
After the breakfast rush, where they're trying to get
after
rid
the
of
other
all the
people,
shit.
After the other people were, are already ordering lunch at about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're in there for breakfast.
Church crowd dies down. Normally we get them on a Saturday.
You're in there scooping up the sloppy seconds.
It's a staple, man. It's a Cincinnati thing. I grew up with Frisch's,
Everybody did.
Yeah, you hate them, though.
I don't hate Frisch's.
I hate
Frisch's because they're so expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Breakfast bar, not too bad.
I think it's like $12.
Look, they've got this sandwich that I love, okay? It's the Turkey Club Melt. $9. $9 for some turkey on some Texas toast with a little bit of bacon, a little bit of cheese. $9. And what really pisses me off with Frisch's, okay, look, two things. When I order a large fry, make it fucking large, okay? Don't give me a Dixie cup with some fries in it. Because that's what they do. They give you a Dixie cup with some fucking fries and come on, man.
Man. I'll
tell you up to $15. $15, a Dixie cup of fries and a sandwich. And I'm up to $15. That doesn't sound right.
I get it, man. You just gotta know when to go.
And then when they went to Pepsi,
they ruined
my life.
They went back.
Look, I get it. You went back.
Took you a couple years. I'm gonna tell you what, you bring up a good point.
Cherry Cokes?
I get that every time.
Every time.
I get that every time.
But would you get a cherry fucking Pepsi? No.
No, it's not the same.
No. So
just
fuck
like
you.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Skyline. They're going to Pepsi. Now, Hey. Skyline's a staple of my life. I have to have a fucking Mountain Dew. And so does my wife.
You know what? A Mountain Dew's really good with some Skyline chili, bro. I'm not going to lie. When we talked about this earlier, I was thinking, dude, you're just being a bee. You know?
It's the same as Frisch's switch trying to switch Pepsi.
But I thought about it, and that really is it. That really is it. A Mountain Dew with Skyline is actually on point. It's on point.
Kind of have it.
What are you gonna do?
They're gonna try to sell you Mellow Yellow.
It can't do. It's not the same.
It's not the same. They're gonna have some bitches. No, I get it.
It's a third cousin. You know, is it okay if I do this? Or is it not okay if I do this? Are they still family? Are they not family? Okay, it's not okay. It's not okay no matter what. So no, you can't do the Mellow Yellow thing. That sucks, dude. But anyway, did you have a good breakfast, bro?
Oh, I did. I always do. Look at me.
You don't miss too many of the breakfast bars. Have you been to Golden Corral's breakfast?
Not in a long time, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't stand Golden Corral.
I'm not a big Golden Corral fan, but I've never been.
Wife loves it.
I've never been to their breakfast.
It's probably the same as the lunch and dinner.
I'm there for the ice cream.
The fucking fountain. I'm there for the soft serve.
Yeah. And I want to dip these fucking strawberries in that fucking... That mountain of milk chocolate that's
milk
flowing.
Chocolate, the fountain of chocolate.
I got kicked out, put my finger in one. Well, I didn't want it to go on the fruit because I'm not a fruit fan. I just wanted it to roll down my finger. I didn't like that, apparently. Anyway, besides Frisch's, what else you do, buddy? Anything?
We took them to Scene 75, man. Took them to the little bounce house thing.
You were into that Scene 75.
Well, it's cheap, dude. For right now it is because they don't want to play games or anything. Like, if you just take them, let little buddy wear himself out on the freaking... slides and climbing all day, and little man he's in the little toddler zone bouncing off stuff.
That makes sense. Make it cheaper that way.
$10.
What about the what's the play place it's called?
But we
it's
went
right
there
on 28.
Yeah, well, I got actually a story about that. So these are all wooden play sets.
They're nice.
It's this showroom, is really what it is. It's basically you can buy anything in there.
It's a rainbow swing set. You know, here, bring your kids in. Let's get them to beg you to death for them.
There's like 100 of them in this big warehouse.
Fantastic.
And, you know, they got the ladders, and the wife kept saying, watch little buddy. He could fall down and bust his lip, you know. And that's exactly what the hell happened on my watch.
You weren't watching, were you? No. You were over there sitting on the bench.
No, I was right there, kids, when you take your eye off of them for a minute, and it's like, whoa, shit.
Well, I mean, the kids.
Yeah, I get it.
You got to fall down. You got to break some things.
I let them fall down.
Unless you're my nephew. Don't let him fall down. Good golly, Miss Molly. I think he's broken 88 bones. He's 4.5. He's not 4.5. I think he's about 9. But I think he has broken about 88 bones.
Yeah.
I swear to God, last time they were around, and look, they're from out of town, so he comes in and he stays a couple weeks in the summertime. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Little dude's coming around. And why am I like little dudes coming around? Well, let's face it. My house is full of girls. I don't have any boys around. So I try to rough up the little girls. All they do is cry. They cry to my old lady. And it's fucking hilarious because it's like they're still, you know, what, 11, 12 years old, 2 years old? Fucking it doesn't matter. They will cry to her and tell her that they have a boo-boo. And what does she do? What does she do, Chris? Oh, go bring it over here. I'm going to kiss it. I'm going to kiss your boo-boo.
Put some Neosporin on it.
No. It's all better once it gets kissed. So they try to come up to me.
Still at 11 years old.
It doesn't matter. Here, you kiss this boo-boo. No, I don't want to kiss the fucking boo-boo. I don't give a fuck how old you are. I'm not kissing a goddamn boo-boo. I come the fuck on, man. Let's go out here and get some shit. Let's fuck up some shit. Let's
rub some dirt on it and keep rolling.
I mean, come on. So they've figured out that their best choice is to just not come to me with that.
Yeah.
Because I look at them and laugh.
I think, you know, the difference is when we were kids, we were outside. And when you fell down, I would be... You know, depending on where at point in time in my life, there would be woods, and I would be get lost in the woods with buddies.
Done, dude.
Fucking make forts. We wouldn't come home till dark. If you know, like, you fall down out there, and there ain't nobody.
Hey, you gotta just get up, man.
We had fucking neighborhood fucking football matches and basketball games.
You gonna ask the squirrels to kiss your boo boo?
Right.
I mean, would you do that in front of your dudes?
Girls are different, though. I don't, you know.
I got a fucking house full of them, man.
And you know they don't go out. They got all kind of woods to explore, for real.
I tried to tell my daughter the other day. She's like, Dad, I'm bored. I'm like, go build a fort in the woods. Go out there. Please, get lost. Make me find you.
Make me find you.
Make me upset to where I have to find you hours. Hours later, in the dark, I'm trekking through the woods with the dog trying to find you.
With the gator.
With the gator. Boom, running this shit. No, not going to do that. Okay. Dad, can you give me something to do? Yeah. Oh, God, I can give you something to do, all right. Oh, well, I don't want to do that. Oh, no, we're not going to build a fort. We're not going to trek through the woods. Because it was my thing. She started going to the woods, and I said, hey, just so you know, if you get lost, okay, the river is this way. Follow the water, and you'll get to a road.
Yeah.
If you get to a road, follow it home. I'll be here. I may be three sheets to the wind when you get here, but I'm going to be here. Okay?
I'm waiting on you.
I will wait.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come find you. You're going to figure it out, because that's what we had to do. We had to figure it out. No, I'm not going to carry you through the woods. No, I'm not going to kiss that fucking boo-boo. Okay? You take your boo-boo elsewhere.
Dude, I thought we were going to die one time. It was fucking a good snowstorm had come through, man. We lived on Bridgetown Road, and we all went to fucking Newman Golf Course, a sled ride.
Oh, yeah.
There must have been 20 of us. Well, oh, yeah. We had a fucking ramp, and I don't know where the fuck I was at. I was just following people. Right?
Don't matter.
I had a ramp. Well, as time progresses, more and more people, leave.
Huh.
So it's like just three of us left. Nobody knows how the fuck to get back home, dude.
No, because you're following fucking
Newman Golf Course. It was nighttime. I thought I was going to fucking freeze to death.
You're done.
We just seen one light, and it looked like it was 19 fucking miles away. We just kept fucking walking.
It's time to start digging in.
Yeah.
Dig in.
Dig in.
Build yourself a little hole in the side of a wall. Start a fire.
That was crazy.
Start a fire, dude. This is what it is. I had a good weekend.
I'm glad to hear that.
Not a good weekend. You know, besides the fact that I had to work on Saturday. Unlike some of us who get to go to Frisch's Breakfast Bar on a Saturday, I don't get to do that. So I worked on a Saturday.
You could have if you want it.
Yeah, well, anyway, I worked on Saturday. But I'm going to tell you this story, right? So on Sunday, I wake up. The old lady's fixing some breakfast. I'm fixing some breakfast, too, with her. Of course, I can't fix shit, so I'm just telling her, hey, I need some eggs.
Or tell her she's doing something wrong.
Yeah, or that, or, you know, it ain't fast enough. You're burning my shit. You know, that kind of thing. You got to throw some cheese on my eggs. So I was like, you know, babe, you've been hounding me that I need a pair of jeans. Because she's like, look, I'm tired of washing these one pair of pants that you have. Because I literally wear one pair of jeans. That's all I have. I have one pair of jeans. I don't know. I don't know if I'm like most. But I have one fucking pair of jeans, okay? And in my thought process is blue jeans, denim, does not need washed for a couple weeks.
Well, the one pair that you have, how much did you pay for those?
A lot. I paid a lot for
it. It's not like you got fucking... They are, pair of jeans. They are Wranglers, right?
They're Lucchese.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
I got this one pair of jeans. I've had it almost 2 years now. Yeah. Almost 2 years. This is what I have. I have my pair of jeans. Okay? She's always racking me because I only got one pair of jeans. Not only do I only have one pair of jeans, but you have to hand wash them in cold water and you have to hang dry them. Okay? Because it's denim.
You know, hang dry them in the winter?
I hang dry always. Always. It's denim. It's denim.
Denim.
It's denim. It's denim. You don't fucking put it in a washing machine. You don't fucking put it in a dryer. No. That's why you don't wash them for every couple weeks. It's denim. They don't stink. Anyway, long story short, I was like, hey, I need to go to Meijer. I need to get some pants. She's thinking I'm needing jeans. I ain't buying jeans from Meijer. I'm buying work pants, okay? Well, I need a pair of work pants. Okay, cool. She's like, oh, you just trying to get out of here? What are you talking about?
What do you mean? They got groceries and everything.
She's like, well, we want to go. And I'm like, fuck. What do you mean we want to go? Like, you and me? No. We all should go. Okay, cool. So we trek our way to Meijer. I am ready to leave in 2 minutes and 40 seconds when I get into Meijer. Because you know what I have? I have a pair of Carhartt work pants. I'm wearing today. I already got shit on them. I'm wearing them today. Okay? That's it. That's all I need, baby. That's what I came here for.
Okay. I leave Meijer $600 later.
Okay? Always do.
$600 later.
They trap you, man.
I didn't need anything else. I just need a pair of fucking pants. $600 later. I didn't get groceries. No, no, no. We didn't get groceries in Meijer. No.
What'd you buy?
No, no, no. I've got an 11-year-old and needs 87 pairs of underwear. 87 pairs. 12-year-old needs 96 pairs of underwear. 2-year-old doesn't wear underwear, but she needs them.
She's gonna need them.
She needs them. No, she needs them. Why? Because they're cute. Shirts, socks, sports bras, whatever. Whatever. How do you... They can't fit the shit in their fucking dressers as it is now. It's a fucking nightmare looking in there. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? They need these. You know what the one extra thing we got was besides clothes?
Toilet paper.
Okay. Dawn dish soap.
Dawn dish soap.
Just some Dawn dish soap. That's it. Ooh, razor blades. I did get razor blades. I need some razor blades. Shave my head, Ski. And then, my friend, to top it off, and you're going to like this. You're going to like this. Check this out. Paparazzi outside of Meijer.
Already?
My kids didn't know what to do. I have no idea. Pictures, video, snaps in my face.
Whoa.
In my face. Hey!
Autograph?
Asked for an autograph. I was too busy.
He was putting $600 worth of panties away.
Look, I'm putting all these panties and these sports bras away for these little fucking kids who ain't going to wear them tomorrow. Okay? I don't have time for this. Pictures snapping in my face. People yelling at me out of their cars.
Wow.
Hey, you're that guy. You're that guy.
That one guy.
That one guy. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I'm thinking, shit, I'm in trouble.
Mugshot.
Somebody's hugging me. Fucking A. Fucking A, babe. Cover me, babe. I'm running.
I'm running,
babe.
Yep.
I get left. All them girls leave me. And keep you in mind, I'm in Meijer with one, two, three, four. Four girls and me.
This is inside Meijer?
No. I'm outside of Meijer. I'm trying to leave, man. I'm getting bombarded.
Wow.
I feel like I should be walking down a red carpet with ropes.
Do we need to
flash it?
Think about security?
I think we're going to need big motherfuckers.
Big motherfuckers.
Big motherfuckers. I'm talking, they was up in my face and everything. Everything. And then I realized I was dreaming. And it was just Gary. It was Gary in his truck hollering at me. I thought I was important there for a minute. And I said, fucking A, that's Gary. I know Gary. God damn it, he's hollering at me.
He's a fucking fan.
But he's taking pictures.
He's
got a snaps out with the hot, with the, you know, the big flashes. The old school ones.
Really?
You know what I mean? Pow, pow,
he
pow,
was, he was
pow.
Waiting on you.
Smoke flying up in the air. And I'm like, where did this guy come from?
Are you on TMZ? Is that
what I'm telling you what, man. My lady looks at me. She's like, I'm gone. Kid's gone.
They didn't know what the fuck was going on.
They didn't know what was going on.
They didn't know you knew him.
Shit all up in my face and it's Gary. This Gary. Shout out to Gary. I'm for real.
I love that, Gary.
I'm going to tell
you
what, Gary. You made me feel like a celeb.
That Gary's going to have to be a fucking
On top of it, we get in the car, right? And Gary, this is all because of you. My kids were like, Dad, people know you because of your podcast? And I'm like, yeah, man. You didn't see the cameras chasing us?
Oh, my God. That is
you didn't
so
see him,
fucking awesome.
You didn't see him chasing me to the car?
Wow.
Then my old lady looks at me, right? And she's like, I thought you were joking. And I'm like, no. We sit around, drink beer, and talk shit on Mondays.
On Mondays. We do that. We that's what we do.
Again, thanks, Gary. Now my kids are trying to listen to the podcast. I told him they can't.
That's awesome.
It's not for them.
Shout out Gary, man. He's
yeah,
good guy.
Gary's
great
sense
of humor.
Great dude, man.
Which
Jeff crack up.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Jeff really likes you, man, because he was just bitching again today that you're not gonna be in the league.
And I'm gonna keep bitching that Gary's not in the league.
You're one of the few people he does like.
You know, it's to the point where I don't even want to talk about it anymore. But if you listen to Gary. It's as nice as I can be, but fuck you.
He is going to be missing the league for sure.
Ah, man.
I know.
Sucks.
It is what it is.
That's all right. We all move on to bigger and better things, Gary. Yeah. Thanks for leaving us little guys behind.
Yep, Gary, if you need somebody to caddy for you or something like that, Jeff's got you.
Yeah. You need somebody yelling your backswing, holler for me. I'll be there.
He's good at that.
I'll be there. But I will tell you this, Gary, my kids think I'm famous. My old lady does now know that I have a podcast.
Look, she even looked it up on the way. She's like, what's the name of it?
That's hilarious.
She's like, that's really you. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, that's Chris. And I'm like, yeah, I know. She's like, oh my God, I thought we've been joking. Doing it.
No. We thought we were joking at first, but then we was like, fuck it, we just keep rolling with it. This is fun.
And then, you know,
even if nobody listens, we still like to sit here and talk shit during beer.
Thing, you know what she says to me? She says, is that why you come on Monday smelling like beer? Yeah. Sorry, babe. Sorry.
That's funny. That is funny.
But that was my weekend, man. We had a little trip to Meijer.
That was a little excitement, dude.
Yeah, a little trip to Meijer. Got a little excited. Everybody got a little excited over that.
Spent a bunch of money.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm telling you what, that's why I don't like to go nowhere with all these girls, man. I can't stand it. Drives me nuts.
Hey, I'm so glad I got boys to deal with, dude. It's so easy.
Oh, I know they are, man.
Even though this, dude, this is a story about the weekend. Yeah. Taking a little buddy to pee, right? This time he told me. Last time we took him, he peed his pants. He's playing so hard he didn't want to tell nobody.
Yeah, man. That happens, dude. You get into it, man. So, you get into it.
He tells me, I got to pee.
All right.
Go to the fucking bathroom. There's a little stool, right, by the sink. I kick it over to the first, all the way to the handicap one. Of course, if somebody left a big shit in the toilet. I'm like, this
guy. Here, we're going to move to this one.
So I lift the fucking toilet seat up with my foot, put the stool there, have him pee. I'm like, don't touch anything. So he's doing his thing. And as he's getting down off the stool, he puts both hands on the bare fucking toilet. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Man. Oh, yeah.
And his dad's a germaphobe anyway. So I'm like, and I am too.
You are.
In fucking bathrooms, I don't like touching. I don't like touching.
You don't like handles.
Shit, right?
You don't like handles. Yep, yep.
So I try to hold him up and wash his hands, and I look over and his hand sanitizer. Because it was fucking high in the sink. So I lube him all up. Dude, I go up to his fucking to his elbows with that shit.
Oh my
dude.
God, dude, all you're lathering him up dude. With the fucking sanitizer. I hope he didn't have a cut on his arm.
Nah, he was good. But he just looked at me like, hey, don't we gotta wash the shit off? I was like, no, I took him over to the hand dryer and just blew it on him, man. It was fun. Funny. But I mean, he stepped down off that stool and just grabbed it.
Just grabbed everything. Oh man,
God Almighty!
Oof. Good thing it wasn't an upper decker in there.
Oh,
yeah. So I guess somebody in one of our jobs, somebody before we got there, decided to put a little upper decker in there in the toilet.
Yep. I've never came across that in all these houses we've done.
You know what the funny part is, man? I've always wanted to.
To do that to somebody.
But I never have.
Me like, neither.
Like, that would be a perfect thing to do to Gary in Michigan.
Bullshit.
He would flip out.
Oh, my God, dude. Especially with the fucking sister and they got
there.
Oh,
yeah,
whatever.
Man. Put an upper decker in there, man. He would flip out.
That one year, he had them fucking gloves on, dude. He had that shit all the way up to his fucking shoulders.
Oh God! It was like you know, when they go deep in horses or cows.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the same sleeve he had, all the way up to pit, all the way up to your armpit, full of shit. He got in there though. I'll give him credit.
Yeah, he's a trooper.
I'll give him credit. He went in there
deep. He got in there deep, deep like. Did you watch golf, man? Did you watch his players? It was pretty exciting, man.
I did. I got back from Meijer.
Yeah.
After I had to sign some autographs for my kids. Because nobody else wanted them, but they thought I was popular. So I signed some autographs, and I was like, okay, y'all wore me out signing all these autographs. Give them to all your friends and shit.
Do we got to get face shots?
Ooh. Let's stay away from that. Let's stay away from that. Nobody's going to want that. Okay? Nobody wants. Unless we can AI different faces.
Yeah, that'd be cool to do.
That would be cool.
Whose face you want to put on here?
I don't know. I'm just going
to. You can put anybody's face
AI,
on.
AI, I'm going to put whatever. Whatever. Just give me a new one. Give me a new one. We'll be good with that. But, yeah, I did. After I got back from Meijer, signed some autographs. Had to call him.
Jesus Christ, man.
Every time, man. It's
like a golf, man. You put your phone on fucking silent, dude, when you tee off.
I'm sorry, I didn't think about it, man.
There he is again.
God damn.
He's rubbing his face. If you can see him right now, he looks so aggravated.
Anyway. So, yeah. Got back from Meyer. Said, babe, it was about 3 o'clock. She said, oh, let me guess, there's some sports on. I said, yeah, there's golf on.
Oh, God, okay.
So that's what I did, yeah, and I watched that golf. And Scotty Sweet Chin music.
He showed up to play, dude. He went out there and showed his ass.
I'm telling you what.
Every time I seen him hit, he was in the middle of everything. Right down the fucking middle of the fairway. Right in the middle of the green or somewhere close. And, like, his misses, he was, like, still 15 feet from the pin. It was like,
man. You know what? Sweet Chin is a closer. Okay?
Sweet Chin is a badass right
Sweet
now.
Sweet Chin's
dude.
A closer. Straight up, he's a closer. I've not seen a closer like that since Tiger Woods. I really haven't. The
he
dude
does it
can
very,
close it.
He does it very calmly, too, and, man. He don't get excited.
He seems to be that he always comes from a couple shots back. On Saturday, he's always a couple shots back. And then Sunday, 3-4 shots ahead, he's taking it home. Taking it home, dude.
Yeah.
Scotty Sweet Chin, I almost want to call him Scotty Twinkle Toes when I watch him hit the ball. You see that guy jump off his feet?
I do, man. But I also see the man-child, Brian Harman.
Harman? Dude.
Dude, his waggle is aggravating.
His waggle might aggravate, but I like the guy.
He looks up and down 37 times.
I like him.
I do too.
I like him.
I do too. To be honest with you, I really do.
The guy's 4 foot two.
He's a little.
He's got 182 mile an hour ball speed off the tee.
He's a badass.
He's a showstopper.
He is a badass.
Showstopper.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him win something here soon.
Drinks beer out of a claret jug.
Doesn't he?
Hunts deer the day after. In Georgia.
He's a man. Is he related to Chuck Norris? He seems like a Chuck Norris.
He might be. He might push the world down when he does his push-ups.
Wyndham Clark showed up too, man. At least he tried. That putt at the end, I cannot
believe. Look, I'm telling you, 1-2.
Believe.
Those guys went 1-2, 2 weeks in a row.
I cannot believe that putt did not drop.
You know, since the time that they've been keeping stats in golf, they actually said that they don't have a time where the same people went 1-2, 1-2. That ball went halfway in that hole. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to lie to you. It came in a little hot. It came in a little hot, but he was trying to make it.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're trying to make it.
Yep.
Unlike Xander Soufflé.
Xander took a shit.
Come on, man.
I know, dude.
Look, after Saturday, I was like, this dude's got it. He's got it. Scheffler's not going to beat him. Fucking Clark's not going to beat him. I didn't think.
I'll tell you what.
I didn't think it was going to happen.
When I seen Sweet Chin put one in, how far away was he out? That eagle that he had.
I don't know. He chipped one in.
Fuck yeah, he did. Dude, from
over
100 yards.
No, it wasn't that far.
How far was it? 80?
On Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
No, it wasn't that far.
Let's see here.
God.
When I seen him make that, I was like, oh my God, he's going to fucking win this.
It was from 2 feet.
No, dude.
God. Stop trying to talk the guy up.
Jesus. Obviously, you didn't see that fucking shot.
Well, I may have been half asleep when that happened, but, I mean, I saw the end. No, I don't remember that part. I know he chipped one in. Maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
92 yards.
Yeah, okay, it's a chip.
A chip is 92 fucking yards. I said about 100 yards.
That's a chip.
It's a chip. 56 degree.
Exactly.
From 92 yards.
When
that's not a chip.
When do you use the 56 degree?
Not at
96 yards.
92.
You're about 20.
It depends on the layout and everything.
It's a chip. He chipped it in. Okay. Congratulations, Sweet Chin.
For an eagle.
Fuck, that's badass.
You're being a hater is what you're doing right now.
I like the guy.
You obviously didn't see that shot because it was badass, dude. Checked and spun to the fucking left right in the cup.
You know what was badass? On Caddy's Day. Somebody's caddy hit a hole-in-one on 17. That was badass. Okay?
Who?
Okay?
Who did?
Somebody's caddy, Chris. Do you think I know his name?
I mean, you brought it up. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's not walking out of Meyer getting pictures taken of him.
No, he's not. But the way that Scotty won this was pretty badass. Way to come back.
It was. It was good for him. What was that purse? What did he get? Four and a half million?
Something like that. I'm sure he needs it.
Your boy didn't show up even though you picked him.
No, he did not. But I did pick Scheffler. Who'd you pick? Also.
You can't pick two people.
Actually, my pick was going to be Ricky Fowler, to be honest with you. But
it was, but you know what? Your pick came in.
You argued with me about it.
No. I'm not going to lie. Your pick came in, buddy. And I congratulate you for that. And all those listening, you should congratulate Chris as well. He is one for none. And that's where he's going
to
stay.
You haven't even been close to any of your fucking picks.
That's because I picked the underdogs, man, because I want to see the underdogs win.
Are you like next week?
What have we got next week? Where's it at?
It is in.
I'll pick it for
Innisbrook Golf Resort.
Yeah, I know where that's at. Been there.
It's Florida, but it's not a Florida course. It's in the woods, kind of. It's in trees and stuff like that.
So it's more of an American-style course.
The Florida courses are American-style. How are you?
No. You got American-style courses that are tight fairways, a lot of trees. You got links-style courses that are wide open with tall grass. You know, those types of things.
And then what else? You act like you was going to say something else.
No, I was just thinking. I was talking to somebody on Saturday. Actually, I was talking to Richard on Saturday. We were talking about how far under these guys are going. And we were talking about that, and he was talking about how far they hit it, and yada, yada, this and that. And I saw stats, okay? So there's a par 4 at the Players, 397 yards. And they gave a 20-year stat, 20-year difference. So 20 years ago, they showed where guys were hitting it off the tee box, into the fairway, in the distances. Then they were shown where they are now in the distances and where they're hitting it. And what we came to realize by that stat is a lot of these guys are just gripping it and ripping it.
They're hitting it farther. What do you mean? Was it the swings? Swing speeds?
No. But
obviously a lot
when higher. We looked at it, you look at the dispersion rate between then and now. Sorry. A little burp there doing a little beer skis. Beer trays.
Beer trays.
Sorry about that. And we were looking at it, and your average drive 2004 onto this par 4, those 397 yards, they were hitting three woods going from 240 to 270. Okay, leaving you about 100 yards in for your next shot. Then you looked at them now, and they were going from like 270 to 300.
But these guys can hit their three wood that far.
But here's the thing. The dispersion between the two was so significant. And what I mean by that is these guys were hitting it everywhere, not just in the fairway. I'm talking all over the rough, everywhere. And when you look back at 2004, they were all in a tight group right in the fairway. Almost all of them. And you look at it now, and they were further now, but they were all over the rough and in the fairway. And we were talking about it, and, you know, he's like, these guys, they're just hitting it so far, and yada, yada, this and that. And I said, they're hitting it a lot further, but they're realizing that I think the rough isn't what it once was. And that's why I told him. I said, you know, when you hit it in the fairway versus the rough, okay, you're supposed to be rewarded for the fairway and penalized for the rough. But these guys don't care.
No, they're getting down on a goddamn ball. You're telling me that...
I'm telling you this.
I don't see... they're just going for it.
Yes. but I'm telling you this, too.
Just that one par 4 you're talking about?
Yeah, it was the one that I saw. And I said, well, if you make the rough 6 inches high...
Now, that would be...
Are these guys... Hmm. You know, he was talking about, well, they're going to dial the ball back and yada, yada. And I told him, I said, they're not going to dial the ball back.
Make a good point there.
They're just not going to do that. But what I think is I think you stop these guys from hitting it so far by forcing them to be rewarded.
I like that. So everybody's talking about dialing the ball back, you know, because you can't really make these courses any longer.
Yeah.
And what you're saying, and which I agree, and I never thought of it,
think about
is
it.
To make the fucking rough tougher. Well, make it like U.S. Open.
Yes.
On all of it.
Yes.
And at the U.S. Open, make it even deeper.
You make it even deeper. But my thing is, you know, the same thing when I was a kid, that was the thing. Like, that's what was always told to me. You're rewarded for being in the fairway.
Stay out of the rough.
And you're penalized for being in the rough.
It's very true.
So maybe it's time to penalize these guys for actually being in the rough. And I'm not saying, I'm not saying you're 30 yards off the fairway into the rough. I'm saying you're 2 feet.
Yeah.
Into the rough.
I like that. That makes
a lot of sense. Stop talking about dialing the ball back and start making them think.
Making the golf course harder. You could place bunkers and places to make these holes tougher.
Chris, you don't have to do that.
Well, I mean,
I'm telling you, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is just let it go two more weeks. Let that shit grow two more weeks and see if these guys try to rip it 340 yards off the tee box.
Because
strokes gained off the tee is a huge stat.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, it's why Rory has always done so well. So well.
Driver's his best club, man.
But it's also why a guy like Scotty Sweetchin would also do really, really well. Because he's a great ball striker. So as long as he hits a 3-wood off the tee and puts it in the fairway, chances are he's going to end up on the green and he's going to be within 20 feet. He's just a great ball striker. Tiger Woods was a great ball striker. You didn't get anything better than that.
And of course, it's tougher. I like it.
And you don't. And that's the thing. You don't have to look for more land. We don't need to look for more land.
Let that shit grow.
Let it grow.
Let it grow.
I'm going to penalize you for being in the rough. I'm going to reward you for being in the fairway.
Yeah.
That's the way the game is supposed to be played anyway. Unlike us, when we go out there and play, what do? Grip it and rip it. Grip it and rip it. Why?
Well, some of it.
No. Seriously, why? Because there's no big difference where we play between the fairway and the rough.
That's fair.
There's not. We're not playing a links-style course. You're not over here at Belterra in Indiana where you got to play in 2.5-3 foot fucking grass. No, you're not. And that's your big difference. Like that goes back to the American-style courses and the links-style courses. Because links-style courses reward you for being in the fairway. And they penalize you for being in rough. American style courses, our rough generally is trees and pine straw and shitty, you know, bare lies.
No grass.
But why don't we just change it? Why don't we change it to a foot high?
I agree with you, man. And I'm surprised that's never been brought up, to be honest with you.
You're always talking about dial it back. No, make a choice. Here's your choice. Get out the big dog and rip it and take your chances of going in the rough. Or you know what? Hit that 3-wood or 2-iron, 250, 260, 270.
Then have an 8-iron.
You know, you have an 8-iron rather than a 56. like your boy Scotty Sweetchin put it in from. I'm just saying, man. It makes sense to me to do it that way. God, I should be on the PGA commission.
Shepard's won $8.5 million the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. Shows up. Who's going to show up this week?
I don't know, man. It's a different course. Like you said, to be honest with you, man, whoever's driving it the best, in my opinion.
And I hate that. I hate it.
It is what it is, though.
I can't stand that.
Putting also. I mean, Wyndham Clark, man, he's hard.
Dude's a stud.
He's a stud.
And if you're not behind that guy, fuck you.
Yep, I agree with you.
Because he's playing.
Yeah, he's a player.
He's playing and he's overcame a lot.
Yes, he has.
A lot to get where he's at. So... good for him. And damn it, man. Go in, ball.
Well, that would have been a tie. They went back to the 17th?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because that's what they do to playoffs. God, players. That would have been great to see. Dude.
Hey, I will say, big nuts between Xander and fucking Wyndham to stick those shots on the 17th on Sunday. It seemed like they were the only ones that went after that cup.
Soufflé.
He had a good shot on that. He didn't make any putts.
Soufflé fell apart.
He did.
He didn't make any putts. Didn't hit any fairways. He couldn't hit greens in regulations. Once he made the turn, it was done.
That's when he took a shit. You're exactly right. You're right. I know.
Took a shit, dude. And it.
Wyndham Clark did too. I mean, he
didn't really take a shit.
He made a couple putts.
He just didn't. He didn't show out like he did the day before.
Class act, dude. I like him a lot, dude. He's one of my favorites.
Class act.
Yeah, he's class.
Did you say class act? You like saying that.
He just tell he's on his way to big things, I believe.
Innisbrook is 7,300 yards. 7,300 yards from the tips. Let's see if we've got anything crazy here. We've got a 605-yard par 5. Chris could get there in two.
Two drivers.
590 par 5. Nothing really crazy. Looks like that 605 is the long hole. Probably a shit ton of birdies on that hole. Anybody playing? Who's your pick? Who you going with?
Who am I going with?
You know, you picked last week's fuckstick.
Ish.
I wouldn't let you pick Ricky. You're not allowed to pick Ricky. I'm the only person that's allowed to pick Ricky.
You're the only one that's allowed to pick Ricky. This one's a toughie, man, because there's a bunch of people that can win. Pretty much everybody on the fucking board.
I mean, everybody out there can win.
Yeah.
I mean, they are professional golfers.
Do we have any stats on this? Who won this last year?
It sounds like a Spieth kind of win to me.
Last year was Spieth?
No. No, this year. Know.
This year?
This year.
You think, oh, that's your pick?
I feel like a Spieth kind of win.
El Spieth. That's your pick.
I'm going to go with El Spieth on this one, guys.
Hmm.
Looks like we got Soufflé in the field. Sam Burns is there. Justin Twitch Thomas. Jordan Spieth.
Twitchy.
Tony Finau. Kim Young. Soo Jae-im. Brian Manchild Hartman's there.
Mm.
You going to pick him? Minwoo Lee. Minwoo Lee's in the field. Nick Taylor. Eric Cole's in the field. I like Eric Cole. The Keegs is there.
Keegs is there. Hmm.
Keith Cashmere Mitchell. He's in the field. He hasn't done much in a couple years.
No, he has not. That's the guy that wears the fucking...
Cashmere.
Does he wear the...
Visor.
Yeah.
He's a visor kind of guy. You make me feel like you're a visor kind of guy.
100% not.
Really?
Definitely not.
But you have that visor that says hitting bombs.
I have no visor. That's not a visor. That's a hat.
That's not a hat, dude. That's a driver head cover.
That's a skiver.
So who do you think about it? Sepp Straka?
Nah.
Billy Horschel?
Yeah.
I kind of like this guy's name, so I might go for him because he ended up pretty good. This past weekend, Maverick McNeely.
And you know what? I had a nickname for him as I was sitting there watching that on Sunday.
What'd you have?
Top Gun McNeely.
Whoa! I like that. We're going to have to write that down. Top Gun McNeely. Lucas Glover's in there. Pendris in there. Svensson. Damon's in there. I don't know how much you like Damon.
Did you ever figure out what happened to Victor Hovland?
I did, buddy.
Where's he at?
I don't know whatever happened to him. So you're not going to make a pick?
I'm thinking.
Come on, man. You got the same top 10 always. Just pick somebody, will you? I picked mine, Jordan Spieth.
I'm going to go on a limb. It's really not a limb. It's just because I really like Keeks. Air Keeks with his...
Old Keegan Bradley.
Yes, sir. That's who I'm picking.
Old Boat Bradley. Sailboat Bradley.
Sailboat Bradley.
Sailboat Bradley, because he seems like that kind of guy to me.
He does. But
he seems like a sailboat, New Englander.
I like him.
I like Keeks. I like him too. A lot. I bet he owns a sailboat, though.
Oh, he probably owns anything he wants.
I bet he owns a sailboat, though. I bet he goes out there and watch the jibe. Is that what it was?
What?
But that was from Summer Vacation. Scully's Fresh Catches of the Day. Are you fucking kidding me with John Candy?
We can go.
Scully's Fresh Catches of the Day. And they brought out the Gortman's fish sticks.
Negative.
Jesus Christ. Gary, where are you at?
You can get into this tournament for only $75. $65.
Into what?
In the Sprint Golf Bar Championship.
Into the Bass Bar?
Mm-hmm.
$75 to qualify on Monday?
That's way too cheap. Weekend.
That's way too cheap. That's Scully's Fresh Catches of the Day. Watch the jib or the jibe, whatever they call it, as it spins around when you're sailing. Chris is not really into it today.
You lost me with that one.
Have you not ever watched Summer Rental with John Candy in it, dude?
Nah, I've never seen that one.
You saw The Great Outdoors?
I don't think so.
Jesus fuck.
Sorry, man. I used to watch cool shows like Karate Kid and fucking Delta Force and stuff with Chuck Norris. Fucking Rambo. This is fucking Rambo. Some Rocky in our lives. What are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about Summer Rental, man.
I've never seen it.
I just don't understand. I don't understand, dude. Great Outdoors, John Candy, and Dan Aykroyd.
As many times as you say it,
Jesus
it's not
Christ.
Gonna make me, I'll go home tonight and search for it on Netflix.
All right, Joe, if you're listening, please put something in the comments.
Hey, I never
about
seen
C Dizzle.
Yeah.
Never seeing these. I mean, does it make any sense to you? I hope not, because it doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Sorry about that, man. Jesus Christ.
Guys, check us out on YouTube, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
Please give us a bunch of stars. Give us some reviews.
Some reviews.
Send in some comments. You want to be a guest on our show? Let us know.
I think I know some way that does want
to
be a guest.
This podcast is brought to you by
Miller Time. But you're trying to.
He fucked that up so good.
You're trying to be done with it?
No. No, I'm not trying to be done with it. I'm just trying to fill the dead space since you got nothing to talk about.
Man. This podcast is brought to you by Professional Property Partners and Miller Family Auto Group, where you don't. It might be a good car, but motherfucker will be clean, I promise you.
Nobody sells cars the way we do.
Period.
Period.
PhD. American made. I got a piss.
Do we need to take a break?
We might need to take a break.
Yeah, we should probably take a break. That's just a little dead space here since Chris hasn't got to talk a lot.
He hasn't let me. He overtalks everything I try to say.
He doesn't know what to say at this point.
I don't even know. Like, we're on radio, but we're podcast.
We're on radio.
I don't. My arms. I don't. My hands. I don't know what to do with them.
I don't know what to do with them. I've never seen the Great Outdoors or Summer Rentals, so I'm fucked.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
That's because you're not leading anything, man.
What'd you say?
What?
What?
I said because you're not leading anything, man. You gotta lead this shit. So I can fucking be the color behind it. But I'm being everything today. Like, you just sitting there. Like, playing with your fucking cock. Where you at?
Where you at?
You got no topics to talk about.
I told you to write some fucking shit down.
I've been the only one to bring him up.
It's so fucking loud, dude. You ain't brought shit up.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Come on, man. Did you pause this shit?
Ben, pause.
I don't believe that at all.
Still recording.
Probably.
You got anything you want to talk about?
Talk about March Madness.
Let me ask you this. Did you see the news yesterday?
News?
The news, buddy.
What do you mean by that?
Joey Votto, one pitch.
Why didn't you bring that up?
What happened?
Gone.
What happened?
Gone.
No. And these motherfuckers wanted to let him go.
They let him go.
Sayonara. How many of y'all going down to opening day? Chris, you going? See. Dizzle?
Nah, I probably won't go. I've never been to an opening day. I told you that. To be honest with you, like, crowds just really ain't my thing, dude. It's not my deal. It's really not my... But, I mean, I do think that I should probably go to at least one opening day in my life.
You think?
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's only the oldest baseball team in the world.
I get it. I've been a fan for a long time.
He's been a fan for a long time, but I'm no longer a fan.
You're not a fan?
Nope.
Who are you going to root for?
Joey Votto, who I'm a fan of, Chris.
Who do you like for March Madness, man? Have you done any research on that?
Why are you asking me that question? Who do you like? Let's hear what you've got to say about something today, Chris.
To be honest with you,
I feel like I've been talking so much.
You generally do that regardless.
Dude. You're a fuck.
Really haven't thought about it. I started looking at the fucking bracket today. I like to see Purdue win. I don't think just because that big guy, and they kind of play old school basketball, to be honest with you.
What kind of old school is that?
Get it to the big man.
Get it to the big man.
Get it to the big man.
I'm not a fan of Purdue.
Huh?
Not a fan.
Who are you a fan of? Besides UK.
I really don't like their name is the Boilermakers. Is that fucking phone again? Boilermaker. We're engineers.
You don't like them because of their mascot, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Our mascot's a train. Does that make any fucking sense to you?
It could be fucking worse.
How so?
There's other mascots that,
tell me about it, Chris.
What the fuck is what's the Alabama Roll Tide? What's the elephant or whatever the fuck it is? It makes no sense.
Is that an elephant?
I don't even know. What is Alabama's mascot?
I got no clue. I'm not an Alabama fan.
Me neither.
I have no idea.
I just know it's Roll Tide or whatever, right?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Crimson Tide.
Oh, the Crimson Tide. What is that?
It's a red wave.
Wave? That's what I think of. Yeah. I guess red wave with fans? Is that what they're saying?
Well, look, you just made sense of it.
I guess.
Clearly it does. You just
clearly it does. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna be watching, and this is the first year probably ever. Be watching the women's NCAA tournament. They got some teams in there that I want to see play each other. I really do.
The only thing you want to see is you want to see those two teams fight again. I mean, come on, man.
They won't fight this time.
Sure,
but
why not?
South Carolina and LSU, or even Iowa. You know, Caitlin Clark, see if she can go deep in the tournament.
Caitlin Clark's reign is done.
Wait,
it's done.
Oh, Jesus. You still haven't put that thing on vibrate? Right in the middle of my backswing.
You'd be like Ricky Fowler this weekend, call out a fucking...
Very good point, man.
He got pissed, dude. Pointed him out and everything.
He must have been doing it all day long to him or something, man.
Pointed out and everything.
You know, Ricky, he's kind of... He ain't like that. I've seen JT do it to a fan before.
But Ricky's normally not like that. JT, he's... Yeah. He's a little uppity. Like C Dizzle.
I'm uppity. Yeah, I'm bougie or something.
Bougie. Yeah. Bougie. I like to call you bougie. C Boozy Dizzle.
What do you think of Pittsburgh getting Dizzle. Justin Fields, dude?
Yeah. I think the Bengals are in trouble.
Fucking Ravens made moves. Pittsburgh moves.
No, the Bengals made good moves.
They got that safety.
Got a safety, got a defensive tackle. Got a
tight end.
Got a tight end. I think they made a
good... You're telling me we got our tight end back, the one me and you both like with the long hair. What was his name?
Irwin.
You tell me he's back.
Huh? Yes. Yep, he's back. I like that a lot. I think they've made some strategic moves for when they got to pay people.
They are. I think they're going to... They need to draft an offensive...
Yeah, without a doubt.
I don't know how many draft picks they have, but they need to use them all on offensive linemen. Even
let me put it to you this way. You could have the border wall put up, and Joe Burrow's going to break a finger.
Shut up, dude.
So it really don't matter, guys.
Undercover, you want to see him win. I know you're a fan.
Undercover, I want to see him win, but Joey Glass is still probably going to get hurt, okay?
If he don't get hurt this year, you got to quit.
Okay, well, chances are I'm not going to quit saying that because he's going to get hurt. But anyway, Joey Glass, I think they've come to the realization that he's going to get hurt. Let's just get a tight end. Nah. Defensive tackle, safety. Let's pick up a linebacker. We'll get a running back. That way somebody can hand somebody the ball that doesn't get hurt, and we'll let him run with it. And I think they're making good moves to do that.
I do, too. I think, with the Ravens safety they got, that's a good pickup. He's a good player.
He's not a Ravens safety anymore.
Not anymore. Well, he was. My bad. You're right.
I love smoking heaters. I love it. Who's going to win? Who's going to win the March Madness, buddy? Who you got?
I just told you.
You want Purdue?
I got Purdue.
Really?
Yep.
That's my pick. It's all because you like that big white guy. Just admit it.
The games that I have watched of them, I like the way they play now.
I would have picked UConn. I would really have picked UConn. But I think they've got a really tough bracket to go through, and I don't see them making it. I don't see it. And I think they got fucked. They got absolutely fucked.
How so?
In the bracket. I think they got fucked because they're the best team, and I think they put too many good teams in a bracket with them. Too many really good teams
I mean, they won last year.
It's not a layup. You don't give them a layup, but it's just like we talked about golf. You reward them for doing the right thing, which is being the best team, okay? So you reward them in the tournament.
Shit's so hard to pick, man.
You give them an easy road to the Final Four. And you should, because they deserve it. They earned it.
I'll tell you what. I look forward to March Madness. You see, you can watch NBA, and in the finals, it's different-ish. But there's nothing like March Madness when these guys are playing their fucking hearts out, man. Every fucking basket matters.
It's great.
It's great. It's great to see, man. It's great. It's
tough to watch, though, because it's so much so soon.
Mm.
It's tough to watch.
I agree with you, dude.
It really is.
I mean,
it's hard to watch.
19 fucking games going.
You know, what do we start on Thursday at noon? Yeah.
Yep.
This Thursday at noon. And then you're going to bang out a bunch of games on Thursday. You're going to bang out a bunch of more on Friday.
They get so many games in. And I wish these guys would have time to maybe have a day off or something like that. Just to fuck. It's tough. And
why do you
see
care?
These guys playing their fucking hearts out, huh?
Why do you care? Why do you care if they have a day off? Do you get a day off?
Ish.
Yeah, you do. You do. You get 2 days off. I don't. I worked on Saturday. I got one day off.
What'd you do on Saturday? I came to the office, tried
to sell some cars.
How'd that work out?
I cleaned out the whole shop.
You did do that. You did that for a purpose, though. You're wanting to put that golf sim later.
I am. I'm wanting to get that sim back in here. I'm going to take it to the barn. Been in the barn. Haven't put it up.
You're going to have to put that. Can't put it in the barn now. We're building that apartment.
I know, God. Had to deal with that this weekend. That's another thing I dealt with. Whew. What a weekend, buddy.
That's a project.
I'm telling you, it's a busy weekend for only having one day off.
Man, you look rough. Look like you ain't slept or ate or done anything. Shaved.
Are you sure it's not the beer trays?
It might be beer trays making you look rough.
Beer trays are kicking in. Purdue, huh?
Crawford. Dude.
That's my pick. You haven't hit a pick yet. Who you like, man? Quit stalling, my brother.
You're right. I am stalling because I can't.
I was stalling with the golf because I could. It's hard to decide.
I really think like UK is going to get there.
Going to get to the final?
I think North Carolina is going to get close. Really, for me, it's between those two. Because I just don't see UConn making it out of that bracket, dude. I don't see it. I'm going UK.
He's going U fucking K. Write it down.
John Calley. You know what I saw the other day?
It's hard to bet against him, man.
You know what I saw the other day, Chris? Bobby Huggins, U of L.
You're kidding me. Was he interviewing or there?
I swear to God, I saw it the other day.
Shit.
I was like, this motherfucker.
Are you kidding me? He's not dead, isn't he?
He's got to be 70.
It looks like he's on his, like he's had three heart attacks.
But you know he's like 100 wins away from being with Krzyzewski and Boeheim?
That's a lot of wins.
Dude, he's right there.
Is that a couple years in college?
You're going to need to put in about 4 years for him to get there.
Yeah.
But if he goes to U of L, D1 school, Pitino took him to the Final Four, what, twice?
He's a good coach, obviously.
Pitino or Huggins?
Oh, Huggins.
Yeah, Huggins is. Patino's better. Did you hear about
Patino's what he... like 100, dude.
He's at St. Mary's.
I know he is.
Did you hear what he said about the NIT?
He's not playing in it, I know.
Yeah,
that.
He said, I'm not playing. Nah, we're focusing on transfer portal.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You watch that. Watch it. Hey, look. Mark
they
my
got
words.
That Catholic money.
Mark my words. Watch out for St. Mary's next year.
I believe that. Is that a new... Where is that at? New
watch
York?
Out. Or... Yes. Watch yes. out for St. Mary's next year, fellas. I'm telling you.
I agree with you, dude. He can do,
you know, people
he can
don't
do
like,
what he's been doing legally now.
People don't like Rick Pitino because he's a dick. But I'm telling you, the guy's a good coach. He's a good coach. And he just said it. He said, no, we're focusing on a transfer. You watch. You watch what this guy brings in next year. He's going to be at the top of the Big East. And you know how tough the Big East is. The Big East is tough, y'all. It's tough.
Are you sure it's St. What school's he coach at?
St. Mary's. St. John's, whatever it is.
St.
John's? Is it St. John's?
I think it's St. John's.
Okay, St. John's. My bad, y'all. St. John's. Beer tray is getting to me.
Beer. Anyway, we do have a local school. Local enough for us. Dayton. Ranked 7th.
You're a Dayton Flyers fan. I'm not.
They're the closest thing that we have that we can root for.
Are you an Air Force member?
They're not. They're...
Wright Patton Air Force Base.
I get that. That's why we are called the Flyers. But I told you they're a Catholic school. They're a privately funded Catholic school.
Yeah, they're privately funded with a lot of money.
The Air Force.
By the Air Force. But they're not in the Big East, so I don't care.
No, they are not.
They should be, though.
They 100% should be.
It should be. I remember when Coach for Xavier, his brother, was Coach Dayton, Archie Miller.
Do you know some famous people that came from
that? He went to Indiana, Archie Miller. He's gone now.
Dan Patrick.
Patrick went to Dayton.
Yeah. So did John Gruden.
I didn't know Gruden went to Dayton.
Yes, sir.
What about Jay?
I don't know where Jay went. I just know John Gruden went to
Maybe that's Dayton. What the Bengals need to do. They need to bring in Jay and John Gruden. And then they can get rid of Joey Glass. And just let Jay.
You're such a hater.
Just let Jay go in there and slang it.
You think he still got it?
I mean, if he gets hurt after 3 games, it'd be just like having Joey Glass.
Joey Glass is going to show his ass hopefully this year.
He's going to show his ass all right.
I do like
hang there. It's going to keep him out 4
your
games.
Your Kentucky pick, the bracket they're in is winnable. They would have to, you know, depending on upsets and whatnot, possibly face Duke or Houston.
I think the hardest team for them in that bracket is Marquette, and I think they can beat Marquette. Simple enough. That's my pick.
That's his pick. Kentucky and Purdue.
Done. Nope, I never said Purdue.
No, I did.
You're fucked.
Maybe. We'll see, though.
They'll be the one that gets upset.
Probably. That's normally how my brackets go. It'll be the first fucking, you know, the number one team. You're like, you just lost the fucking...
You just lost your whole bracket?
To fucking... To Vermont?
To IUPUI.
IUPUI, yeah. I'm thinking of that, actually. I just couldn't think of all the fucking letters.
Ricky Fowler ended up tied 68th. Cantlay, 69th.
Rugland,
Keith,
man.
Mitchell in last place. That's... But you know who shot a 65 this weekend? Your boy.
My boy.
With the fucked up nose. Your boy with the fucked up nose.
Anthony Kim? Did he shot another 65?
Shot 65.
Did he?
Yeah.
I sent you that link, dude. People, I'm not the only one questioning his face. It's wrong.
It's that nose butter.
It looks like, that's exactly what it looks like.
Like that nose candy. Yeah, we are OB. We are OB on the 19th is who we are. That's what we are. Is that what we do? Just fucking leave it out there like
that? Are you ready? Are you going to wrap this up? You got more things to talk about, man.
I'm good, man. I ain't got much to talk about this week.
You good? Then take us home.
Take us home. We are OB on the 19th. Sponsored by Professional Property Partners and Miller Family Auto Group. Can't find a fucking good car here, but it'll be clean. I promise you.
It'll be clean.
We'll make sure it's clean.
Nobody sells cars the way we do.
Period.
See you.